Stardate, the 1960s. Our mission, to bring back some classic tunes from this bygone era. Begin to transport now.
You're here today, then you're gone tomorrow. You're buzzing round the galaxy.
Delightful dance tune, just like that last one, if you please.
Just another fool, aching in heart, shaking inside, tearing apart. Baby, I'm cracking up over you.
Ooh, ooh, baby,
hurting inside.
Welcome back to the second hour of today's show, and thank you for listening. I hope you're enjoying everything I've played for you so far today. Three Northern Soul sounds from the 60s got the second hour underway. We started 1967 with Dean Parrish and I'm On My Way. But this particular track, I'm On My Way, was the penultimate song played at Wigan Casino before it closed its doors for the final time. Then it was 1966 for Roy Hamilton and Cracking Up Over You, which was the B-side to his Walk Hand in Hand single. And we finished in 67. Duke Browner and Crying Over You, one of my all-time favourite soul songs, I must admit. I was dancing away in my chair, because these days I can only sit dancing, I'm afraid. Right, you ready for your first fact for today before we get any further? This day being the 27th of August, 2026. This day, 1965, the Beatles met Elvis Presley for the first and only time. And no recording was made of the two greats of music meeting because both managers wouldn't allow it. That's Brian Epstein and, of course, Colonel Tom Parker. Personally, I think that was a missed opportunity. In my opinion, that was a missed opportunity. I feel that if had they recorded, it'd be something for history, the history books. All right, before we go any further, if you want to take part, before I read the first bit of the lyrics out, you can text me on 077-60-311-287. Once again, that number is 077-60-311-287. Are you ready for your lyrics? Here we go. As I said, they are opening lyrics. Just a little bit lonely, just a little bit sad. Once again, just a little bit lonely, just a little bit sad. Right. 1986 for your first 10 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 8 and was this artist's biggest solo UK hit. It's Deborah Harry and French Kissing in the USA.
Thank you. rock your underwear off.
No, stop messing about.
The girls all dancing around.
1991 there for Jesus Jones and International Bright Young Thing. 7 weeks UK chart peaked at number 7, and before that 1977 for the Stranglers and Go Buddy Go, which was of course a double A-side with Peaches. Spent 14 weeks the UK chart, peaked at number 8. How are you getting on with these lyrics? I've had one guest so far, and he got it spot on, first go. Well done, Ian. Yes, you were on the money with that. Once again, I'll read you the lyrics. Once again, the opening bit of the first part for you. Just a little bit lonely, just a little bit sad. It was number 5 in 1971 and spent 12 weeks on the UK chart. Another fact for you, this day, 1983, Barry Manilow played a sellout concert at Blenheim Palace. Right, 1954, the Cordettes, Mr. Sandman. 8 weeks of the UK chart, peaked at number 11. Then I'm going to follow that with Timmy Euro and It'll Never Be Over For Me from 1967. Not a hit here in the UK, but used extensively on the Northern Soul scene.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
Bum, 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 bum.
Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum bum bum
bum
bum
bum
bum
bum
bum bum
bum bum bum
bum
bum
bum bum bum bum
bum bum
bum bum
bum bum
bum bum
bum bum
bum bum.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him the word that I'm not a rover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Magic beam,
oh,
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum 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 bum
bum
bum bum
bum
bum
bum
bum
bum
bum
bum
bum
bum bum
bum bum
bum bum
bum
bum
bum bum
bum
bum
bum. Mr. Sandman,
yes,
bring us a dream. Give him a pair of eyes with a come hither gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Pagliacci. Lots of wavy hair like Liberace. Mr. Sandman, someone to hold.
Someone to hold.
Would be so peachy before we're too old. So please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring us. We'll be right back.
if ever you find that you were mistaken, oh yeah, no matter how long that my heart breaks, oh, just come on.
That stood the test,
1975 there for Tina Turner and Let's Spend the Night Together. Track 2, side 1 of her Acid Queen album, and the Acid Queen was the character she played in the rock opera film Tommy. How are you getting on with lyrics? I've still only had the one right answer. I'll tell you what, I'll read you a bit more. Alright, here we go. Just a little bit lonely, just a little bit sad. I was feeling so empty until you came back. Once again, just a little bit lonely, just a little bit sad. I was feeling so empty until you came back. Another fact for you for today. In fact, the final one, actually. This day in 1977, Connie Francis, whose music heydays were between 1958 and 1962, released an album called 20 All-Time Greats, becoming the first album by a solo female artist to top the UK album charts. All right. We are actually off to the 70s now. First up, 1976 for the OJs and I Love Music. 9 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 13. Reissued 1978. 3 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 36. Then it's 1978 for the Dooleys and A Rose Has to Die. 11 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 11.
Never gonna bloom again for you. nothing but a weeping willow tree.
Arjun Rose has to die every time you tell a lie.
A promise once it's given must be true.
Watch each rose bow its head when it knows our love is dead.
And it's never gonna bloom again.
Each rose bow its head when it knows our love is dead,
and it's never gonna bloom again for you.
Blossom rose has to die every time you tell a lie. The promise was
'71 there for Claudia Rogers and Lady Lovebug. 12 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 8 and was her final UK hit. Right, I've still only had the one right answer. Well, I've only had the one answer. Never mind, just the one right answer. Just the one answer. Once again, the number, if you want to have a go, is 077-603-11287. Okay, I'll read you the full lyrics out. This might help. All right, here we go. Just a little bit lonely, just a little bit sad. I was feeling so empty until you came back. Until you came back, until you came, oh. And I can't read the next bit, it's the title. 1971, 12 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 5. Right, we're off to the 80s now. Adrian Gurvitz, 1982, 13 weeks UK chart, peaked at number 8 for Classic.
Gotta write a classic. Gotta write it in an attic. Babe, I'm an addict now. An addict for your love. I was a street boy, and you was my best toy. Found it easy to annoy you, but you were different from the rest. And I loved you all the wrong ways. Now listen to my say. If it changed to another way, would the difference make it? Would it be a classic? I gotta send it right away. Gotta write a classic. Gotta write it in an attic. I'm an addict now. An addict for your love.
Gotta write it down, send it right away.
Gotta write a classic. Gotta write it in an attic. Babe, I'm an addict. But it seems I just keep living for dreams, and it's not what I mean. I mean, it's not what it seems. I just keep living for dreams. Gotta write a classic.
And I'm out of control without you.
Gotta write it in an attic.
Started with a kiss. Every little thing, like walking boy. It started to hang around. That boy hurt me so bad, but I was happy 'cause you cried still. I couldn't help but notice that new distant look in your eyes. And then when you were 16 and I had just turned 17, I couldn't hold on to your love. I couldn't hold on to my dream. It started with a kiss. Never thought it would come to this. Started with a kiss. Never thought it would come to this. You don't remember me, do you? You don't remember me, do you? Walking down the streets came began to beat so fast, so clear was my memory. I heard my voice cry out her name, and as she looked and looked away, I felt so hurt, I felt so small, and it was all that I could say. You don't remember me.
'80 there for the Specials and Too Much Too Young. UK number one, February the 2nd for 2 weeks, a total of 10 weeks on the UK chart, and came from the EP Guns of Navarone. The other tracks featured, apart from Too Much Too Young, were the Guns of Navarone, Long Shot, Kick the Bucket, Liquidator, Skinhead Moonstomp, and Do Nothing. Well, I've had a few right answers right after that, after I read all the lyrics out. Well done to Paul, Jane, Liz, Mick and Peter. You're All Right, as my mate Ian, we got it, as I said, straight away. The lyrics are just a little bit lonely, just a little bit sad. I was feeling so empty until you came back, until you came back, until you came, oh, so lay, so lay by middle of the road. Yes, there were your lyrics. Well done to everybody who got in touch with me with the right answer. I'm not sure, but I think next week's is lyrics. In all honesty, I forgot to bring the sheet with me that's on it. Okay. But next week for definite, in the first hour, it's a theme. As I said, your theme will be song two. And by that, I mean every track I play in that first hour will have all peaked at number two. All seemed destined for number one, but only reached the number two slot. So, and I'll tell you, as always, the song that prevented them getting to number one. As you know, sadly, Dolly Parton passed away on the 25th of August this year, aged 80. And I'd like to play a little Music Box tribute to her. And if you don't mind, I'd like to play my favourite Dolly Parton song. I think this is a much, much better version than Whitney Houston's cover. But there we go. This is I Will Always Love You.
So I'll go. I hope you don't mind. As I said, that's my favourite Dolly Parton song, I Will Always Love You, much better in my opinion than the cover version by Whitney Houston. But an interesting fact about that, there was that Elvis Presley wanted to record that and Dolly agreed, but then Colonel Tom Parker stuck his oar in and Dolly would have lost songwriting credits on that, and it would have all gone to obviously Elvis and Tom Parker. All right. So Steve Rowan saying, take care of yourselves. See you next week. Bye.